and it only takes 15 minutes to see if you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Go to geico.com today and see how much you could save.
And this Sports Center has been brought to you by Brick Alley in Uptown Marion.
The biggest challenge this time of year is which sport to watch. So many choices. The start of the baseball season, NHL playoffs, NBA playoffs. Watch it all at Brick Alley Pub and Sports Bar. You'll see every home run, every slap shot, every slam dunk on Brick Alley's 180-inch big screen with stadium seating. They've got 20 beers on tap, happy hour weekdays from 3 to 6, and trivia Wednesday nights at 7. The choice is easy. Go to Brick Alley Pub and Sports Bar on 7th Avenue in Uptown Marion.
Welcome into the gym class for a Wednesday here on KGYM as we take it through the 3 o'clock hour. Scott Udash alongside Mark Dukes. We'll be followed by the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. Comes your way from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock here this evening. Plenty to get to on the show today. A little bit of basketball talk, a little bit of football talk. We'll get to that here. And fantasy talk as well with Chris Liss of RotoWire.com, your fantasy baseball, and I would imagine a few fantasy football questions might be fielded by Chris a little bit later on today. We are presented by Third Base Brewery, located at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue, northeast in Cedar Rapids. Locally owned and operated, a place where families meet up again and again for a quick lunch to catch the game after work, or just bring the whole bunch for an affordable and delicious meal. Stop on by, conveniently located at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue in Cedar Rapids, the presenting sponsor of the gym class program. We will also have a final wrap-up of the Bowling Night in America season, because the season's over. They hand out, it's not even the hardware, it's the greenware they will hand out coming up later on this evening. Good afternoon, Mark. How you doing?
Good afternoon, and got our Lunchbox Heroes tour for the summer kicked off today. I wasn't able to make it. I had a previous commitment, but sounds like it was a very large group down at the University of Iowa.
Yeah, really a terrific group as well to kick off Lunchbox Heroes. We were down at the brand new pharmacy building on the University of Iowa campus. We were there last year as well,
yeah,
if you recall, Mark, and just the progress that has been made by the terrific workers down there, second to none. And I know that one of the folks with Myron talked today after we were done over the intercom and said that just so proud of all the workers because of what they have done through a horrible winter,
mm-hmm.
What has been a horrible spring as far as construction is concerned, but said it's an absolutely gorgeous building. I can attest to that. It's not anywhere close to being done yet, but progress is being made, and it's going to be a beautiful building there, just a little bit to the north and the east of the old Iowa Fieldhouse.
Mm-hmm.
The College of Pharmacy was just to the north of the Iowa Fieldhouse, and this will replace that building. I'm not sure what's going to happen to the old College of Pharmacy building, but we fed probably 150-ish today, and very appreciative, and we're appreciative of them for what they do out there in the corridor.
Yeah, we'll be out and about in the corridor all summer long, visiting various sites, saluting those folks that make a big, big difference in building in the corridor. And those announcements will be coming up on a weekly basis.
Yeah, we already know where we're going to be next week, in Hiawatha. It's you and I, buddy.
Got it.
Buddy boy.
Got it.
We're in Hiawatha coming up next week. More on that and more on our stop today down in Iowa City coming up here on the program before 4 o'clock today. Before we get too far into it, traffic update on I-380. Southbound I-380 south of Wright Brothers Boulevard, there is an accident that has closed the left lane. big backup all the way up through Highway 30 and up toward 33rd Avenue. Find an alternate route or use caution in the area. Again, that's southbound I-380. There's an accident south of Wright Brothers Boulevard that has closed the left lane. So thanks to everybody that let us know about that. Find an alternate route if you're on your way home, or just, you know, be patient. Listen to us here on KGYM as we take you through the afternoon. And a lot of very nice comments from a lot of the workers today that they catch the show on the way home from work, both our show and the Todd Brommelkamp show with Alex Kuhn. Thanks. Thanking us for what we do at the same time as we were thanking them for what they do. So
Mutual Admiration Society.
It was a Mutual Admiration Society. So you had that today, and then you also had today. The old adage is, oh, the guy left college and had to take a pay cut. Well, that may have happened with DeAndre Ayton from Arizona. As Ayton is a guy who was a one-and-done for Arizona, allegedly paid upwards of tens of thousands of dollars. Thousands of dollars, surely. That's a new allegation going toward Arizona coach Sean Miller and his staff.
Mm.
And if that's the case, then if he goes to the G League, he is taking a pay cut. That was the old joke, right, Mark? Taking a pay cut when you leave college and go to the pros. Okay.
Yeah.
I
got it.
Okay, thank you. Hope everybody out there got it as well. 319-366-1600. We are presented by Third Base Brewery, as we mentioned. 319-366-1600 is the Hertina Stocker Jewelers text line. Hertina Stocker Jewelers is located on the Penn Mall in downtown Iowa City. Several things to get to. The more it sounds, Mark, as far as football is concerned, that the University of Iowa may have a brand new assistant coach sooner before later, correct?
Yes, and he's a familiar name, Jay Neiman, whose one son already played at Iowa, one is there now. He's been an assistant coach at various programs, Northern Illinois, Rutgers. He has faced the Iowa Hawkeyes. He would, if named, replace Reese Morgan on the Iowa football staff. And a lot of experience there. We'll see if it comes to fruition.
Yeah, and I think the one big thing is that the intangible Iowa is going to have a tough time replacing with Reese Morgan, and I'm not sure they're going to be able to replace it with Reese Morgan. And that was the relationships that Reese had with the high school coaches in the state of Iowa. Iowa made a lot of inroads of in-state talent because of Reese Morgan, because there were not too many coaches or somebody in the building that Reese did not know through his coaching at Benton Community, his coaching at Iowa City West, his coaching everywhere, Iowa Football Coaches Association. That's going to be the toughest thing for Iowa to replace. And they're going to work things around, move the deck chairs a little bit as far as recruiting areas are concerned. But it was Reese Morgan that was in the gym in the wintertime watching a guy play basketball. It was Reese Morgan in the gym watching a guy wrestle. It was Reese Morgan from the Missouri to the Mississippi that got a lot of recruits to stay in the state of Iowa. Now, is Iowa going to have the success in the near future that they have had in the past without Reese Morgan out there?
Remains to be seen. Neiman should help. Plenty of other capable assistants on this coaching staff. Neiman is 58 years old. He apparently is going to be an assistant defensive line coach at Iowa. Again, that formal announcement has not come out. Neiman played at Iowa State, was on the staff at Drake, Northern Iowa, Simpson College, and then Northern Illinois, Rutgers, and whatnot. Good defensive mind. That's his reputation.
Yeah, good guy to have on the staff the way it sounds. So that looks like it is going to happen sooner than later out there. Always good to have a former Iowa Conference, American Rivers Conference guy helping you out, correct? Can't have too many of those.
He might have coached under Jim Williams over there at Simpson.
I think he probably did coach under the legendary Jim Williams. And probably when it wasn't the Simpson Storm either. But we won't go down that road. 319-366-1600. If you would like to comment about what probably will be the brand new Iowa assistant football coach when that comes down the line. A little bit of basketball news to let you know about. First of all, on the coaching side of things, former Hawkeye assistant Brian Jones, who has been the head coach at North Dakota for the past several seasons, has announced his resignation, and he is going to join the staff at Illinois State in the Missouri Valley Conference, and he will become the associate head coach for the Redbirds. Interesting move right there for Brian Jones.
Yeah.
North Dakota has been, hasn't been a world beater as far as mid-major basketball is concerned, but hasn't been a lot of talk about, Brian's job is in jeopardy or anything like that. But making that move to the Missouri Valley now, and will be the associate head coach down there for the Redbirds. Mm-hmm. So we'll see him in the state of Iowa a couple times.
At least a couple, yeah.
At least a couple times. So interesting news right there. Recruiting news, and we're going to try to talk more about this coming up in the next couple of days, trying to line up some guests, Kyle is, to help us out with this talk. It was the Hauser brothers from Marquette that put Iowa on their radar as far as one of their four visits is concerned. Sounds like Iowa's kind of a long shot now. As far as that is concerned. And yes, Kyle.
Oh, I actually was on the other side of the glass. I thought you needed my help.
Oh, no. I thought you had something to weigh in on the conversation.
Nope. Okay. Bye.
Okay.
Sorry.
Thank you, Kyle. Pop in anytime. All right. Appreciate that. That's my bad. I put Kyle on the spot. Sorry about that.
Reports are, at least what I saw from Don Doxy of the Quad City Times, former Cedar Rapids Gazette. Writer that DJ Harvey, the transfer from Notre Dame, apparently is planning a visit to Iowa this weekend and that he has trimmed his choices to Vanderbilt and Iowa.
Yes, going to visit both. And this Harvey was a top 50 guy coming out of high school, and one of his final schools' choices was Iowa. And there are a lot of people around the country speculating that Harvey is going to end up in Iowa City. Now, he would have to redshirt. Iowa does have a scholarship available for him, though. And I think he could be a help on the perimeter out there. 6'5 guy. And it won't be next year, but it'll be the year after. So we'll see if that comes to fruition. I don't believe the Hausers are going to make their way to Iowa City, though. I think that's looking more and more like a pretty big long shot.
It does.
At this present time out there. 319-366-1600 at 314. We're going to talk to Chris Liss in about 15 minutes or so. But we always are up to talk with our favorite man from Muscatine. I was going to say Muscatinian or something like that. I don't know. What do you call the good folks of Muscatine, Joel?
You are correct. It is a Muscatinian.
Aha. Uh-huh.
I hope there's no way I'm your favorite person for Muscatine. I mean, there's far more better people from this town than me. So if I'm your favorite Muscatinian, we need to get you down here and you need to meet some more of us. But Roger Bates probably holds that title for many people.
Oh, man, yeah. Holy cow, what a guy.
But the whole Jay Neiman hire, when I heard it last night, I got a text from a friend of mine who's pretty connected to the program. Actually, I heard it yesterday morning, and then all the tweets started to come out. It weirdly made sense. I was like, oh, yeah, like, absolutely. Because he's got – you guys are reading off his resume. He actually was the head coach at Simpson for a year.
Mm.
So I don't know if it was just a one-year type thing, if he was on the staff and then an interim head coach like Jim Leavitt was out at Morningside or not. But Jay's the kind of guy who coaches will immediately know. And when you think about recruiting angles, what better angle do you have in a Midwestern state like Iowa where you typically have it's a family decision. It's not just a player decision. It's a family decision. Then I'm not just a coach now coaching at this school. I'm a parent who sent two of my boys to play for this staff before I came to be a part of it. I didn't recruit my boys to play for me at other schools. I sent them to Iowa. You know, that's a really unique angle that he has, which I think plays pretty well in Peoria or Council Bluffs or West Des Moines or, you know, Creston, you know, someplace like that. So I think that that's a – it's not just a safe hire because he's super qualified. I think it's actually a smart hire because there's a lot of older coaches in the state of Iowa still. I know a lot of the younger guys, but there are still a lot of older established coaches who probably have had Jay Neiman in their building before when he was recruiting at UNI, Drake, and Simpson. So he's not a strange face to them. And he recruited this state pretty hard when he was in Northern Illinois, is my understanding. So it's not a, he's not an outsider. It makes a heck of a lot of sense.
Yeah, I was curious. He is at Rutgers, but I thought I had seen that he was going to be a linebackers coach up in Wyoming. I don't know how that all that came down.
I don't know if he got let go at Rutgers or what happened, but he went and Les Miles hired him as an analyst at Kansas, and then Wyoming, Craig Bowles hired him as his linebacker coach at Wyoming. So this is like his third job in 5 months, but... which I don't think that that's that, there's nothing negative about that. He's landed in a better position each place, you know. So I think it's one of those things where it's just that profession. I mean, there's a reason a lot of people get out of it because you never know where you're going to rest your head. To do what Iowa has done is pretty rare, to have assistants be there as long term as they've had. So I think it's an outstanding hire. And the Harvey kid, the Notre Dame recruit, doesn't he have some tie to Luca Garza from their prep days?
Played on the same AAU team.
Yep.
Okay, yeah. So I feel good about that guy, too. From what I've been told, because a couple of people on the team I have access to have played against him in AAU or with him, he's a high-quality player, and I think the people in Iowa City are very like their chances very much. That's all I'll say about that.
So. Who would you know on the Iowa basketball team?
I don't know.
All
right. Thanks, Joel.
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate everything, Joel. 319-366-1600. I think a good hire as well is Jay Neiman. And for all of the reasons that Joel gave and for others. And no better way to show your allegiance to a school than by sending two of your children there. And that's what he did. So
he actually was head coach at Simpson for about 4 or 5 years, in 2007 to about 2010 or 11. Mm-hmm. So I'll clear that up. Again, that news not official, but we'll bring it to you when it may be.
Yeah.
We may ask this of Chris Liss, a good poll question today at KGYMradio.com, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. Scott, is CC Sabathia a first ballot Hall of Famer? Yes or no? And thanks to Emil's, First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's. Sabathia has won one Cy Young. He passed the 3,000 strikeout mark last night in an appearance for the Yankees. His career record, 247, 154, and a 3.69. ERA, arguably his better years are behind him. He hasn't won but one season since 2013 as he won double figure games, but there's been some injuries in there and whatnot. You know, if the threshold at one time, much like some batting statistics and pitching, it was 300 wins.
Absolutely. You got 300, you were in.
Yeah.
You were
but,
in.
But I think it's different now with the relievers and whatnot. Not many past 3,000 strikeouts. I think he's a Hall of Famer, but I'm not sure first ballot.
I would agree with you. I think there's no doubt he's a Hall of Famer. You get to 250 wins in this day and age, I think that pretty much seals you for a Hall of Fame.
120 win season.
Right, but boy, he was... Tell you what, the Brewers threw a saddle on him and rode him real hard when they last made the playoffs prior to 2018. I mean, they just absolutely, you know, threw him out to pasture as far as that is concerned. Got everything out of him they can because I knew they weren't going to sign him back, and he went to the New York Yankees. I'm not sure it's a first ballot guy, but definitely his first, second, or third year of consideration, I think. Then you got to go with CC Sabathia.
I don't have the stats in front of me, but you look like look at a Jim Cott, who I'm partial to. Mike Mussina, took forever for him to get in. Many others out there that I think might be in the same or might have been in the same category. It'd be interesting to see.
Yeah. 319-366-1600. What do you think? And go ahead and go out to our website at kgymradio.com and cast your vote. We're about 10 minutes away from Chrysalis of rotowire.com. We'll talk with him coming up. Little golf news today to let you know about. First and foremost, the regional, they're not pairings. The regional selections will be made tonight as far as men's golf is concerned. Iowa and Iowa State both very confident that they are going to get their names called tonight to play in regional competition in a couple of weeks. Iowa State at last check was 31 in the country, and Iowa was 39 in the country, and those were both after kind of subpar conference tournaments for both the Hawkeyes and the Cyclones. So I don't think there's any doubt those two are going to be selected for regional play. We'll just have to see how far and where they go and who the competition is.
Yeah, those conference tournaments were only one tournament, obviously, and Iowa and Iowa State going to continue traditions of reaching the postseason in men's golf.
Mm-hmm. A couple other things. Zach Johnson in action this weekend at Wells Fargo, the Wells Fargo Invitational at Quail Hollow. Terrific field. We're 2 weeks away from the next major in the PGA, and most everybody in the top 50, with one notable exception, is going to be in Charlotte coming up this weekend. It is a biggie. And I told you, I'm surprised Tiger is not playing in this tournament. He said he's cutting down his schedule, but this, even in Tiger's heyday, this was one he would always be at. So this is a little different for Tiger.
Yeah, Zach with an early tee time tomorrow before 7 o'clock Iowa time, and he's got to get moving a little bit too. Zach will be in the PGA Championship in 2 weeks, as well another Cedar Rapidian, Scott.
Pretty cool.
And actually close to a classmate of yours back in the day at Cedar Rapids Kennedy.
Went to school with Jeff Schmid.
Jeff Schmid has qualified for the PGA Championship at Bethpage Black. That via the PGA Professional Championships in Bluffton, South Carolina, concluding today. Schmid shot a final round 67. The field is not completely in yet, but Schmid is well clear of being in the top 20 that move on to the PGA Championship. And I was watching a little bit of this earlier today, and you know, this tournament here started out with 310 or so golfers. And to finish in the top 10 after four rounds with that big a field is quite something. And by the way, Sean McCarty was in the field, did not make the 36-hole cut, as was Kane Fitzgerald, another former Cedar Rapids Kennedy golfer now playing out of Colorado. He also missed the 36-hole cut. But Jeff Schmid, former Kennedy, former Iowa player, former Iowa assistant.
Yeah, a couple years ago was an Iowa assistant coach.
He'll be in the big one.
Yeah, pretty cool. Pretty cool stuff at Bethpage Black coming up in a couple of weeks. And that's going to be weird to watch the PGA in May, though. I mean, that's going to be really goofy and unusual. The new PGA Tour schedule for 2019 and beyond, which is why I hope everybody had a chance to get to Belrive last year, because quite frankly, we aren't going to see a whole lot of major golf in the Midwest.
Not in May.
Not going to see it up at Kohler in Wisconsin. You're not going to probably see it at Erin Hills because you just, I don't know, the PGA can't really bank on the fact that you're going to have great weather in mid-May in Wisconsin or Minnesota or whatever the case may be.
Will it be in Pennsylvania?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. Could see some U.S. Opens there. I think it'll go back to Erin Hills someday. I hope it does. I think it was a good venue. It played a lot easier a couple years ago than they thought it was going to because of the conditions and whatnot. But, yeah, we're not going to see as much as far as the PGA coming to the Midwest anytime soon because of the weather and the fact they moved it to May. But second world, what they call those first world problems, things like that.
Routine and Stocker Jeweler text line 366-1600. Get your fantasy questions ready for Chris Liss. That's also our phone line, as you heard a little bit ago, Kyle Mann in the house producing today's show. Cyclone Tim weighing in on CC Sabathia. He was also never involved in performance enhancement scandals, unless hamburgers are considered performance enhancing. They always are for me. I'll tell you what, give me a good hamburger. And
CC, not the most svelte of athletes right now.
No.
Let's just put it that way. Not the most svelte of athletes. It would be a great race between he and Bartolo Colon at this point. Bartolo's done some things, though, that just make you go every once in a while, you know, wow, as far as his athletic ability is concerned. Both he and CC, I think, will surprise you every once in a while. All right, 327. We're going to take a break. Come back. Chris Liss of RotoWire.com.
Colon also has more wins than Sabathia.
Yeah.
But many more years.
Is Colon a Hall of Famer?
247 and 188.
Yeah. I think you got to put him in, don't you?
A lot of the similar statistics to Sabathia.
If Mike Messina goes in, I think both Colon and Sabathia have to be in the Hall of Fame. We'll see. We'll see how it all plays out. 319-366-1600. Hurtien & Stocker Jewelers text line. Get your questions ready for Chris Liss of RotoWire.com. Baseball questions. If you have a very early fantasy football question, do you want to be the first guy in your league to draft Dwayne Haskins with the very first pick? Ask Chris about it.
I want to be in your league.
Ask Chris about it at 319-366-1600. We'll come back, talk with Chris Liss right after this. You're listening to the Gym Class for a Wednesday here on KGYM.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers. At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years with perfection in every pour. And our all-your-favorites with a few surprises menu is just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in, Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
At Trex, we know there's a place for wood in your backyard. We recommend the fire pit. But when it comes to choosing the right material for your next deck, look no further than the superior beauty and durability of the number one name in outdoor living. Trex Decking delivers the look of wood without all the work and the worry. So make sure your next deck is built with Trex.
Find Trex Decking at Alexander Lumber or Answers by Alexander. Visit either location in Iowa City.
This is an ad about Twins tickets. This is an ad about Twins tickets.
This is an ad about Twins tickets.
Here's where we talk about Twins tickets.
Get Twins season tickets today. With flexible plans, there's a package to fit your budget and schedule. Get the best seats at the best prices, plus 10% off food and drinks and other exclusive benefits.
That was an ad about Twins tickets. That was an ad about Twins tickets. That was an ad about Twins tickets. Here's some music.
Buy tickets at twinsbaseball.com.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
KGYM and Smart FM. A perfect combination. Like a perfectly turned double play. A perfectly timed pass. A perfect handoff. A perfect assist. A perfect drive. A perfect shot from beyond the three-point line. The perfect song for your celebration. The perfect band that brings back great memories. Perfect sports coverage on KGYM and Smart Rock on Smart FM. 95.1 Cedar Rapids, 98.5 Iowa City.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the gym class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
If we build it, they will come.
You don't always notice the things that need to be remodeled or repaired at your business, but your customers do. Keep everything welcoming and looking sharp with Jackson Remodeling and Repair. Whatever your business needs, design, remodeling, repair, they'll take care of it. The owners at Jackson Remodeling and Repair personally visit each job site to make sure things are staying on schedule and meeting your expectations.
Go the distance.
Call them for a quote. Jackson Remodeling and Repair, 319-214-6943.
We're back on the gym class for a Wednesday on KGYM, 1600 AM, 107.5, 106.3. Twins baseball, they'll try to bounce back tonight against the Houston Astros at Target Field in Minneapolis. We'll have it at 7 o'clock for you on the North Gym, 107.5 FM, after the Astros took out a few frustrations on the Twins last night by
a score of
11 to nothing. But that happens. That happens every once in a while. And they'll try it again coming up this evening. Also this evening, reminder, Colonels with a doubleheader tonight against the Bowling Green Hot Rods. And that will get underway at 5 o'clock. 2 7-inning games going at it. Wander Franco, the big-time prospect in Major League Baseball, going to be here in town. I would imagine at least playing in one of the games, if not both of the games. So get out there and see him coming up in the next couple of days. Coming up now for you to get your questions ready for, Chris Liss of RotoWire.com, who joins us. I'm On Communications is the sponsor of our fantasy segments here on the Gym Class and the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. And if you have a very early football question, I'm sure Chris will try his best to field that, because now Chris knows where all those college guys are going to play as far as the National Football League is concerned. Chris, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How about yourself? And it's true. I've at least started entering the projections into the database. And, you know, we now have a little bit of understanding about what the roles are going to be.
I tried, when I heard the words Daniel Jones, I tried to picture your face. I really did.
Wait a second. Didn't we have a talk with the producer that this topic's off limits for this interview? didn't we prearrange this? You guys are going rogue now and asking about this? No, honestly, you know, of course I'd heard rumors before the draft that Gettleman, in his infinite wisdom, might take Daniel Jones. And the rumors are actually worse. The reason he was going to do it was because the Duke coach was friends with the Mannings, and that's a really bad reason to take someone as your quarterback. Anyway, I thought, well, they're not going to do that. He'll be there at 17 anyway. But I guess Gettleman, whether it's true or not, got spooked that Elway wanted him or some other, you know, teams wanted him. And so he went ahead and took the plunge at 6. And I would say this, that if there were other teams that wanted him and that he was not going to be there at 17, and if they truly thought he was the franchise quarterback, then you have to take him at 6. The vast majority of analysts that I've listened to or talked to seem to think that Daniel Jones is not a franchise quarterback, that he was a terrible pick at 6. But the truth is, nobody knows when it comes to quarterbacks. You know, it's the hardest position, I think, in all of sports to predict how they're going to do. So I'm hoping that, you know, Brooke clocks right twice a day, blind score finds a nut, that Gettleman got lucky here and that Daniel Jones is actually good.
As far as these college players go, Chris, we know you don't pay much attention, if at all, to college players until this time of year. What's your process for projecting what they're going to do?
Well, you know, it's mostly just, you know, where they are. So that's going to determine their role largely. And then, you know, what are their skills? So some of these guys, they catch passes out of the backfield. And so you know that the running backs are going to participate, you know, in that capacity, and some just won't. So if you look at like Darrell Henderson, he's on the Rams, like he's a really good pass catcher. And he's fast, and we'll see how healthy Gurley is. But that, you know, when you project out Darrell Henderson, you're going to give him fewer carries because of the situation, but you're going to give him some receptions, and they'll probably figure out a way to use him as a weapon. Whereas, you know, Josh Jacobs, now, you know, this actually happened after the draft. Isaiah Crowell just tore his Achilles, and he's out for the year. So Josh Jacobs looks like he's the starter in Oakland. But if you look at Josh Jacobs' college numbers, he only caught 14 passes last year. And that's not exactly, last year he caught 20 passes, but the year before only 14. That's not exactly what you, that doesn't really portend like a huge pass catching role. So, just kind of catching up to their role and their skill set and trying to fit that in with what kind of numbers did you get? For example, Josh Jacobs, we gave him 1,010 rushing yards and 8 rushing touchdowns.
You mentioned how crazy the quarterback position is. Josh Rosen, the Cardinals trade up a year ago from 15 to 10 to take him. They obviously didn't know Kyler Murray was coming down the pike, but then they deal him to the Dolphins. How is that going to work for the Dolphins and Arizona?
I mean, I think the Dolphins got lucky. I don't know if Rosen's any good, and I don't think we can tell. He was terrible last year, but that situation was so bad. I mean, first off, remember Sam Bradford was the starter to open the season. And Sam Bradford's never been a great quarterback, but he was a disaster there. And you had to wonder, like, even Bradford, who's sort of a slightly below average quarterback, looked like one of the worst quarterbacks of all time. And Rosen was actually better than Bradford, but it was a very small damning with faint praise. I think there's a chance that Rosen is good. Obviously, they had to get rid of him once they had Kyler Murray because there's nowhere for him to play. And I don't know, Miami's kind of projected to be very weak, but Kenyon Drake is really talented. Kalen Ballage showed something in the last year. Kenny Stills, Devontae Parker, Albert Wilson, and Jakeem Grant is super fast. They got a first-round tight end last year in Mike Gesicki. It's bad, but it's going to be better. I'm positive it's going to be better than it was in Arizona, and we'll see if Fitzpatrick starts the year as the starter. I think it's probably going to be Rosen right out of the gate.
Joe Montana wouldn't have won with that Arizona team last year. So
that's right. That's right.
Keep that in
Joe
mind.
Joe Montana would have been like Eli Manning or something like that.
Kyler Murray looks like he's stepping in. He's going to be the starting quarterback. Rosen's going to step in. He's going to be the starting quarterback in Miami. Depending on what happens with Alex Smith and his health, is Dwayne Haskins going to step in and be the starter in Washington?
Well, Alex Smith, I think, is a long shot to play again in the NFL. I'd be surprised that, I think sadly he's going to go the way of Joe Theismann, who didn't play after the injury. But remember, they signed Case Keenum also. And Colt McCoy is there. I don't think McCoy is a serious contender. I kind of think Haskins is going to win that job. If not immediately, then, by week 5 or 6. Redskins are another bad team. And I think if Keenum starts, he'll be 1-4, and they'll just pull the plug then. And obviously a lot of people think the Giants should have taken Haskins, and they might be right, and I'm hoping they are wrong. So I'm going to be rooting against Haskins, but it looks like he's probably going to start. Interestingly, just before I got on the show, Josh Doctson, the Redskins just announced they're not picking up Josh Doctson's fifth-year rookie option. So their receivers are Paul Richardson, Trey Quinn, and Terry McLaurin, who they drafted. That is pretty thin for a receiving core.
Very thin. Very, very thin. If you have a question for Chris, go ahead and let us know. 319-366-1600. That is the Hertina Stocker Jewelers text line. Again, 319-366-1600. Baseball or football?
Yeah, let's toggle over to baseball for a little bit. Vlad Guerrero Jr. now in the big leagues. What are your projections for him?
I think he's going to hit. He's been a little sluggish so far, but I think he'll hit 310 with 18 to 22 home runs, and won't get a ton of RBIs and runs because the lineup around him is pretty weak, but he'll hit, for some power and for average, I think, right away.
Yeah, and don't be overly concerned about the fact that he came out of the gate a little bit slow. I mean, that's just pretty much that's pretty much par for the course as far as all rookies are concerned coming up.
Yeah, sometimes. I mean, sometimes somebody just starts raking like Pujols or Miguel Cabrera right away, but usually it takes a week. I mean, it's just, a couple of days. I mean, Eloy Jimenez was slow, got hurt. He'll be back soon. I think most of these elite prospects, it's not going to take them too long.
Chris, CC Sabathia hit the 3,000 strikeout mark last night. Our poll question today has to do with CC and whether he's a first ballot Hall of Famer. What say you?
I wouldn't say first ballot, and I think he probably will get in, and I'm not against it. I think he's been a very good pitcher. He was a great pitcher for a few years. He was a good pitcher, then he was a great pitcher, then he was a terrible pitcher, and now he's an okay pitcher. But his peak was pretty good. He's been around long enough. He's won a World Series. they're going to put him in. Because in these days, if you have a case, and he definitely has a case, pretty strong one, and you're a likable guy, and he is, you get in. Okay, it's not, you know, if you're Barry Bonds or whatever, you don't get in, or you're Clemens or something, and there's steroid stuff. But Sabathia's got none of that. I'm positive he gets in. I think he's just, yeah, I think he pitched in a tough hitter's era. I think, and he pitched in a tough pitcher's hitter's park for a while. I put him in, but he's an outer circle Hall of Famer rather than an inner circle one.
What about Bartolo Colon? Similar stats.
I would put him outside.
Outside?
I don't think he was good enough for long enough, and he also pitched in, you know, much more pitcher-friendly parks than Sabathia did.
Mm. You have a question for Chris? Let us know at 319-366-1600. We're starting, the calendar turns to May today. Happy May Day, everybody, all our listeners out there. And you're starting to see guys that are notoriously slow starters starting to pick it up. One of those.
Chris Davis?
well, yeah. Yeah. For example, Jose Abreu, since April 23rd, has raised his average from 218 to 286. That's not bad for a week. But others are like that as well that just don't hit in April for some reason. Cold weather, whatever the case is, and now they're starting to hit.
Well, I'm still waiting on Jose Ramirez and Yasiel Puig on my highest stakes team. Those guys haven't started hitting yet. Be nice if Chris Bryant started hitting. I wouldn't mind that. How about Justin Turner? Finally hit a home run yesterday. First one of the year. Miguel Cabrera's only got one. He's in my lineup. Corey Seager could start hitting any time now. I wouldn't mind it. So I've got a whole team of guys that have been cold in April. And I'm hoping that because they're good hitters and their jobs are not at risk, that that this is what, you know, it's going to be a case of this. But I'm glad for you, Scott, that your hitters are heating up. But mine are still ice cold, most of them.
Cody Bellinger, we know how good he is. I mean, he's not 431, 14 home runs, 37 RBIs good, but you know, I'm hoping what baseball needs is to have somebody maybe chase 400 again. I remember the summer that George Brett did it, and baseball was in the headlines.
Rod Carew
and Tony Gwynn and others. And
Tony Gwynn.
It would be fantastic if Cody Bellinger can keep this up.
Nobody's going to touch 400. I will promise you that because this era, the batting averages are lower than ever. The strikeouts are way up, and the home runs are obviously way up. So the way it is now, league average batting average is like 250, 248, something like that. We have the stats on RotoWire. We actually have, like, you know, the total aggregate stats for the league. Home runs have never been higher. Batting average has never been lower. Because there's so many strikeouts, and if, you know, when you strike out, that's an automatic out. If you strike out 200 times, you're 0 for 200. And then you figure out how many batted balls you have and what your batting average is on those. But everybody's striking out more than they ever have. So I would be shocked if somebody even – it's hard for anyone to hit over 360 these days, let alone close to 400 because of the high strikeout rates that are across the league.
We were talking earlier today, and Alex from the Todd and Alex's show coming up after ours said he read somewhere where teams are averaging now only 2.5 singles a game. I found that really hard to believe.
So I'll give you an analogy. The single is like the long two-pointer in basketball, that mid-range jump shot. Doesn't exist. They dunk or shoot threes, right, because they figured out that why would you not just step back a couple extra feet, lose a couple percentage points on the likelihood of making it, but get 50% more points.
Yeah.
You get three instead of two. So all the analytics departments in the NBA said, don't ever take the long two. It's a bad deal. It's a bad shot. Well, I think in baseball, the same thing is happening. They're saying, you know what? When you get two strikes on you, don't choke up and try to slap the ball. First of all, there's a shift. So that makes it harder. Second of all, the guys are throwing 98 with movement. So it's hard to just get the contact. And third, the ball is juiced and carries more than ever. And, you know, they've all altered their swings to get more more launch angle. Swing away, and if you miss, it's no big deal. And if you hit it out of the park. And so the single is an endangered species. It really is. It's like the long two-pointer in the NBA. And it's largely, somewhat the product of the juiced ball and also the product of analytics.
Balls can be juiced, but players can't. How about that? 94-89 on the text line, Chris.
It's better the old way, don't you think?
Yeah. 94-89, should I drop Pollock in a keeper points league?
you have to know the context and who you're picking up and everything else, how deep it is. But on the XM show today, I was telling Jeff, I mean, this guy's got an infection in his elbow. They've already, you know, opened it up to try to get in there and figure it out. It's got to be at least a month, I would think, before he could play if everything goes right. And they have, if Verdugo is a real prospect, he could take the job. And, you know, I just don't think Pollock's good enough at this stage of his career to wait around for. So, yeah, I think you could drop him if you have someone good to pick up.
There you go. A little bit of advice there from Chris. And we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks here, and hopefully your guys are going to start coming out of that April swoon. I hope no one deserves to have that lineup that good performing that poorly for you.
Thank you. I'm glad somebody is sympathetic. My colleagues and coworkers do not care. They have zero sympathy for me. So I come onto the show and I get a little bit of sympathy for the struggles of my fantasy team.
It's not helping you though, right?
It's not helping. No, it's not helping. And it's really frustrating. Every day I wake up because, you know, it's different. And everyone's tracking the games in real time, but I'm in Portugal, so I have to go to sleep usually. Wednesday I can see some day baseball. And I wake up and I check, you know, I binge it all at once in the morning. I check all the box scores and it's like 0 for 4, 0 for 3. Over for the run. You know, where are the home runs? Everyone else is getting them.
Oh, it'll turn around, man. It'll turn around. All right, let us know. Tell us a little bit about RotoWire, because people are going to be starting to, if they're not already doing it for baseball, but like you said, your analytics are going to be up as far as football is concerned, and you guys always have a bunch of good stuff and good information up at RotoWire.com.
Yeah, all the projections for the NFL season for every player are done. They're on the site. You can sort them. You can rank them. You can see where we ranked everybody at every position. RotoWire.com/trial. It is free for 10 days. You do not need a credit card. You sign up. You check out everything. When 10 days is up, you won't be able to get in anymore, and then you can decide whether you want to subscribe in earnest. Again, it is RotoWire.com/trial.
All right, good stuff. Hey, Chris, appreciate it. We'll talk to you in a couple weeks.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you in a couple weeks.
Chris Liss of RotoWire.com joining us. His appearance brought to you by I'm On Communications. They are the official sponsor of our fantasy segments here on KGYM. 3:48, Mark, some NFL news. Your Chicago Bears.
I see that.
Have hired Brad Childress. Former assistant at many different stops.
The enemy has come over to the good side.
A Minnesota Viking head coach at one time. Former Chiefs assistant. What is his title now?
He's going to be on the offensive side of the ball.
He's going to be senior offensive advisor or something like that. Senior offensive assistant is Brad Childress. Good or bad, say you?
I'm indifferent. I'd rather have Vic Fangio back.
Oh, man. Good stuff. All right. We'll take a break. Come back 3:49 here on the program. And we'll be back with more of the gym class for a Wednesday here on KGYM.
You've spent a lot of years in sweat working hard. And when you're not doing that, you're focusing on the right things. Your kids, your parents, and paying the bills. Retirement sounds nice, but feels a million impossible miles away. But it's not. Hennings Financial talks with people like you every day. Average folks with a 401k and a bunch of questions. They'd be happy to answer yours. Hennings Financial, a family-owned firm helping regular families retire better. HenningsFinancial.com.
My name is Ryan Kelly. I'm a project superintendent here on this project for Myron Construction. I've been on this project since approximately December of this past year, taking care of the mechanical, the electrical, the plumbing, all of the innards of this building. I'm helping coordinate all of those efforts. This building has been, I believe, about 7 years in the making. It's been a long process, a lot of people involved with this. I know that the College of Pharmacy has been fundraising for years to get this new building. They're very excited to be moving in here. The dean has done an excellent job communicating here with everybody and made everybody here feel at home. I think he's stressed to everybody, I think it's something that's an important takeaway for everybody working here, that he said that this is going to be a life-changing building when this is complete. When the research is going to go on to this building, the lives are going to be saved from the medications that are created and produced in this building are going to be amazing. And I think for everybody working here, that's a sense of pride to be able to say I worked on something like that. And I think he did a great job. He came over at Christmas and brought us all donuts and cookies and coffee and impressed that upon everybody that we should have pride in this building because of what it's going to do. So I'm proud to be able to work on this building. It's going to be opening parts of it this fall, the rest of it early next year. I think it's going to be a great thing for the University of Iowa and for Iowa City and the state of Iowa as a whole.
Our very first edition of Lunchbox Heroes for 2019 today as we were down in Iowa City. Myself, Todd Brommelkamp, Alex Kuhn, along with Kyle Mann, we were down at the brand new College of Pharmacy building down on the University of Iowa campus, just to the north and slightly to the east of the old Iowa Fieldhouse, where we fed well over 100 people, maybe upwards of 150. A great, great audience and a great crowd down there. Great to be around the terrific workers of Eastern Iowa once again. We couldn't do it without our great sponsors here on Lunchbox Heroes, and they include our presenting sponsor, and that would be Built by Pros. Also, Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust, Star Equipment, United Rentals, UFG Insurance, I'm On Communications, Chick-fil-A Lindale Mall, Red Wing Shoes, Acme Tools, Airgas, Chick-fil-A Coral Ridge Mall, Atlantic Coca-Cola Bottling Company, Smart FM, and all of us at KGYM Radio.
Attention, Yards of America. Now you have a holiday too. Toro Days at the Home Depot, with the best prices of the season on the latest Toro push mowers, zero turn mowers, blowers, trimmers, and more. To celebrate, come in now for our lowest prices on any Toro lawnmower or blower. Today is the day for doing. So get outside and enjoy the holiday. Happy Toro Days with the best prices of the season, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Offers valid April 18th through May 1st.
It's time for some straight talk. Picture this. Your favorite team is playing. You're streaming the game. 10 seconds left. Your team shoots. Oops, your data runs out.
Look, don't let that happen. Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get 25 gigs of high-speed data, all on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks.
Join Team Straight Talk and get unlimited talk and text plus 25 gigs of high-speed data for just $45 a month.
Straight Talk Wireless, everything for less, only at Walmart.
First 25 gigs at high speed, then 2G. See terms at straighttalk.com.
Back with you here at 3:53 on the Gym Class and KGYM. A couple other things to talk about. First of all, our thoughts are with our friends over in the Quad Cities, Davenport especially, with the situation with the flooding going on over there, with the levee breaking yesterday afternoon, late yesterday afternoon, and basically a couple blocks closest to the river right now, just really inundated as far as the city of Davenport is concerned, and we know what they are going through over there. So our best to all those folks as they go through a very tough time right now.
Yeah, very relatable, unfortunately, and it's been a really tough go, and I think the crest is about hit or about to be hit in the next few hours. So it certainly impacted the Quad City River Bandits, Midwest League. They played a couple home games here in town against Cedar Rapids when those games are supposed to be over there. And that's really tough on an organization.
Tough on everybody over there. So our thoughts go out to everybody over there in Davenport as they deal with that right now. Jamal Charles signing a one-day contract to retire as a Kansas City Chief. And one of the, at least, boy, oh boy, I remember back in the day, and we should have asked Chris about this.
Yeah, we should have.
About, you had every year you have that one guy that seems to be the guy to get in your first pick in a fantasy draft. And for at least one or two years, it was Jamal Charles was that guy. Could catch passes out of the backfield and was a terrific runner for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, that was 8 or 10 years ago. But he was one of those guys that, pops up for a year or two that either the overall number one draft pick or in the top five, and because he was so versatile. And, yeah, he's going to retire as a Chief, as he should.
As he should. And took a final handoff today in the practice field in a three-piece suit from Patrick Mahomes.
Nice.
So that was nice to see out there. And we say aloha to Bowling Night in America tonight with the annual banquet night. and put to bed our 12th place year and look ahead to 2019-2020 as we can only can.
I'm not looking forward to it too much at this point. It'll come around soon enough, but yeah, it was a struggle of a year, but get together with the guys tonight and reminisce and poke a little fun at each other and
divide very little cash.
Divide some meager earnings.
Yeah, I think you hit it on the head right there. Plenty to come in the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. We'll have them stop by and preview that when we return after this here on KGYM.
When you join the Fuel Rewards program at Shell, you'll never pay full price for gas again.
Even if my car horn sounds like this?
Sure. Even if I always blast techno in my car?
Yeah.
Even if I drive for miles with the turn signal on?
Of course, even then. It's time to save 5 cents per gallon or more on every fill, every day with instant gold status. Visit FuelRewards.com to join now and save today. Active gold status required. See FuelRewards.com/gold for details. At participating Shell stations only. Limit 20 gallons.
Time to replace your vehicle's battery? Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts for the Do It Right rebate. For a limited time, purchase a Superstart Premium, Extreme, or Platinum battery and get up to a $15 O'Reilly gift card by mail. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for some straight talk. Picture this. Your favorite team is playing. You're streaming the game. 10 seconds left. Your team shoots. Oops. Your data runs out.
Look, don't let that happen. Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get 25 gigs of high-speed data, all on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks.
Join Team Straight Talk and get unlimited talk and text plus 25 gigs of high-speed data for just $45 a month.
Straight Talk Wireless. Everything for less. Only at Walmart.
First 25 gigs at high-speed, then 2G. See terms at straighttalk.com.
Here's Tony Romo for Skechers Slip-On Footwear.
I like to make my life easy. I got a car that can drive itself, a robot that vacuums my whole house.
Carpet has been cleaned.
And Skechers Slip-Ons. They don't have laces, so I can just slip them on and off with ease. And they take comfort to another level. They're flexible, breathable, and have Skechers air-cooled memory foam. Plus, they come in a wide variety of current styles. Skechers Slip-Ons. You'll never want to wear anything else.
Try Skechers Slip-Ons with air-cooled memory foam today. Skechers. Comfort included.
Back with you on the Gym Class at KGYM, and we get ready to hand it off to the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. And Alex joining us here in studio after he was down there in Iowa City, a very successful Lunchbox Heroes getting underway. What are you going to talk about?
Well, we have Zachary Reimer, the lead MLB writer for Bleacher Report, joining us. Ed DeRosa writes for Twin Spires. He'll preview the Kentucky Derby, and Scott,
beautiful
White
animal.
White Sox prospect Joel Booker and nice. Former Hawkeye will join us as well.
New Charlotte Knight.
Yes, recently promoted to AAA.
Very cool. So we'll look forward to that. Look forward to Joel Booker joining you guys coming up at that time. And tomorrow we will talk to Dave Koken from Las Vegas. Always entertaining, always fun. And then Friday we will preview the Kentucky Derby as well with Barry Abrams. And then Matthew Bain of the Des Moines Register going to join us, talk a little basketball recruiting. All right, Mark, we'll see you at the banquet tonight.
I'll be there.
All right. Talk to you tomorrow at 3.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM. KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City. ESPN.